Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Friends, and welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today I am so blessed and honored to be welcoming back my very special guest, Paul Avdarinos, and he is a Grammy winner artist, a composer, a producer, and an engineer, and we will talk at the end of the show where you can find him. However, I'm just going to give you his website now. It's roundskymusic.com. Again, round, R-O-U-N-D, skymusic.com. And today we're going to be talking about Amma and the devotional songs to the Divine Mother. And again, we've got such beautiful energy to work with this, because I know with myself what I've been channeling for the Vibe Report subscribers is that there's a great motherly healing happening this month. And when I was looking at what I was going to be doing this month, I just was told to reach out to Paul. Didn't really know what I was going to get into because I hadn't channeled that, and the one day he was available was today, and I am so grateful that he could come in for such a powerful week. Paul, are you there, my dear friend?
I am, Carrie. It's great to be talking with you again.
Thank you so much for joining me, and I think that you have such a powerful message about Amma and how you are able to bring in that blissful state every single day with your relationship with Amma. And I think it's important that those that are listening and understand the true living saint that she is. And your story is just absolutely beautiful. So please, let's start off just letting people know how you and Amma have become so intertwined energetically and how you're creating this beautiful magic together.
Oh, my pleasure, Carrie. Yes, a couple years ago, my wife and I were drawn to become devotees of Amma. One of my best artists for 8 or 9 years was a long-term devotee, and she was leaving a little trail of breadcrumbs towards Amma. And my wife and I went to India a couple years ago in February, and we became devotees of Amma. Well, we'd met her first in New York City, but then we went to become devotees in the ashram in India. And after getting our mantras, We asked Amma for her blessing to have a baby, because we had been trying without any success. And Amma gave us her blessing on February 20th, and we got pregnant in May, and the due date was February of last year, February 20th, exactly to the date of the blessing, 1 year to the date. And then Juliana Joy was born on February 27th, which was 12 days after I won the Grammy for my Grace album. And she was born on the 27th, which is the same day of the month that Amma herself is born on. So this was our first clear and distinct miracle with and from Amma. There's been others for sure. I think the Grammy is from her also. She loves to encourage her children, help them fulfill their heart's desires, as long as it's aligned with Dharma and something good for the world.
Absolutely, and that's such needed right now too. That, you know, the divine motherly love, giving it to Gaia and all that live here, because again, we've got so much going on this planet right now. And I mean, just connecting with you, I feel like so at peace right now. I'm thinking, oh, I'm loving this feeling. But it's the sense of that bliss feeling that you always allow yourself to state, you know, put that state of bliss in you. And Amma plays a really big part of this.
She does. She does. And she's constantly reminding us that we are love and we are bliss, that is our true nature. It's actually the part of us that's real and eternal. And all this other stuff, you know, bodies and worlds and success and failure and happiness and suffering and all that worldly stuff, it just comes and goes. You know, it's constantly changing. But this perfect love of the goddess, of God, expressed through a saint like Amma, and that we feel in our devotion and in our practice, is always available to us, whether we're having a good day or a bad day or a really horrible day or the best day of our lives. Sometimes it's especially important to remember it the most when we're happy, because people often cry out to God, you know, they say, oh, God, help me, I'm sinking, you know, I'm having a terrible, all these terrible things have happened. But then when things are going well, they don't remember to give thanks and to stay in that, yes, that true state of blissful gratitude and joy. It's an equanimity, you know, a balance, a centeredness, a groundedness that, well, whatever happens in the world, it is what it is, and I'm not going to let it upset me. And maybe I start to get upset, and then I remind myself, oh, wait a minute, how would Amma handle this? You know, she would, she would just smile and say something positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is so important that, you know, it's just like you live, like when people say things to me, I'm like, oh, Carrie lives in Carrie Land. You know, it's just like whatever takes place, I always see the good. And we might not see the good right away, but we all know, as we have the spiritual maturity with us now, that you might not recognize it at the moment, but down the road, you'll look back and you'll be so grateful that it took place. So if you're giving great, you know, giving thanks to the almighty motherly love, you know that you are embracing it and bringing it to a higher vibration, so that when you can actually see the light come through that dark, it's even more of a beautiful moment.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so wonderful how we can uplift our friends and our family and our communities by being a channel for this beautiful, pure light and love and bliss. And of course, you know, we benefit tremendously from it, because as Amma says, the more love you give, the more you feel and the more you experience, you know, and the more you help your brother and sister, the more you're uplifted in the true grace and light of God. And it really works. It really, really works. You know, I've been going through some difficult physical challenges lately that are quite inexplicable, but I just offer it up to Amma and to God, and I say, well, whatever it is, you know, let me handle it gracefully, and let me realize the meaning of it, and let me use this to grow more and to expand my heart, to open my heart even more. And you know, that's what Amma teaches us all the time. It's very important, because it's easy to get dragged down in the worldly vibrations, you know, of all the challenges and the physicality. It can be very dense, and well, it is very dense, right?
Oh, yeah. We're in a pool, right? Yeah, the energies aren't really, like, loving right now. But, again, what you're saying, Paul, too, is you're embracing what is taking place with you, knowing that at the end of it, that experience that you've gone through, you're going to be able to help others, because that's how we help others, is through our experiences.
Yeah, exactly, so, exactly. Yeah. You can't really help someone unless you've gone through the experience. That's why this world is so important, because it's here on this earth where we have these experiences of joy and suffering, and we grow in compassion, and we grow in wisdom, and we grow in true understanding, and we become such better servants and so much more helpful to other people, you know. So it's really wonderful. That's why a lot of A lot of saints will say they give more thanks for their troubles than for their joys, because their troubles are how they grew the most, you know?
Yes, beautiful. Absolutely, and I totally agree with that 100%, that how can you speak of something from the heart if you haven't experienced it? And, you know, embracing some of the dark things we all go through, again, it's being able to see the light through it and to be able to share that light and love down the road with others. And that's what you have.
Yeah. It's so true. You know, my mother and father modeled unconditional love in some very specific ways, and I have that as a reference, as a lesson. And then I see Amma modeling unconditional love on a unfathomable scale. And so, you know, I realized that, wow, you really can be love. You can be bliss in this world. And, you know, Amma's a living proof of it. She's been doing this for now 45, 50 years, every day and night. And it's just such an inspiration to all the whole world.
Yes, well, and especially if
yes,
and those that are listening into the show know that we all are connected in, you know, in the bigger picture. So this is a beautiful message that you're sharing. That, again, my friends, you may not be aware of Amma, or maybe you do, but if you don't, go and just embrace, go and check her out. Go check out Paul's website, because again, we're all connected and we all have the ability to intertwine. And if we're all intertwined and we know that we're all vibrationally able to shift this planet, if we all took that motherly love and held it within us during the dark and the light, we together as a humanity will shift into the vibration of love together. So when we come back, we will go a little bit deeper into the devotional songs that Paul has dedicated to the Divine Mother. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my dear special guest, Paul Avgerinos, is joining me once again, and he is a Grammy winner, artist, composer, producer, and engineer. And before we went to commercial break, we were just talking about oneness and how we are all one and to accept that beautiful motherly love within. And Paul was on the show last year, and we spoke about Grace, the album that he actually won the Grammy Award for, and recently has actually launched another album, and this one is called Amma, Devotional Songs to the Divine Mother. And Paul, I just want you to kind of share, how did you go from Grace into this new album, because it's very different than the last one, and it's beautiful to see that transition that you took.
Oh, right. Thanks, Carrie. Yes, it was quite a remarkable journey for me. I've always wanted to do more singing and traditional song forms, and once I experienced Amma's grace and received so many blessings from her, the first thing I wanted to do was give thanks for that. So I started working on this album, Devotional Songs to the Divine Mother, and Amma herself actually channeled a few songs through my wife and me. When my wife was pregnant with our daughter, she was woken up at 4 a.m. with the song Where There Is Love. All the words were put into her heart. And then a few days later, I received the song All Is Bliss. And it's really just so wonderful. I felt like she was with me when I was writing this album and recording it and singing it and editing it and all. And it's a real special watershed for me as an artist.
And when you... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it's just so wonderful to be able to share Amma's love in this way, you know, songs in Sanskrit, songs in English, and to try to make it very accessible to people all over the world.
Beautiful. Now, I think I'm just getting this from spirit, so I'm just going to throw it in. For those that are listening in, Paul and I didn't speak before this. We just wanted to go with spirit and whatever spirit wanted us to talk about. And spirit is saying to me, Paul, that this allowed you to grow as a soul as well, because it actually helped you overcome a few fears validating that you are this powerful soul that you truly are. And they're just asking you to kind of, you know, share this with the listeners.
Yeah, that's remarkably true, Carrie. I've been singing all my life. You know, I sang in rock bands and jazz bands and when I was a teenager, and I sang in professional church choirs on the side and all, but I never really had the confidence to think of myself as a featured soloist, a lead singer, you know? And but with this album, it just happened so naturally. Because Amma was there saying, you know, comforting me in spirit and supporting me to be so vulnerable and to be so authentic and to just sing, which is what I love to do the most, you know. And I think in my career in music, I used to play the bass, you know, because it was a safe place. I could kind of hide behind the bass and be in the background and be a supporting player. And so this is a big step for me to come out front and center and sing the lead vocals on 11 songs. So that was such a gift for me. It felt like such a healing, you know, like I had all that doubt and fear was finally healed and released. And you know, I'm just aligned with my Dharma, which I am a singer, and this, you know, it's good to be, it's good to sing, and it's great to sing. And so that's a huge blessing. That's just one of the many gifts that Amma's given me on this journey. So many amazing things have happened. It's only been a couple years since we've been at her feet, consciously. Mm-hmm. But of course, as we all know, I realized recently that she came to me in a vision back in 1974, but I didn't know that it was her. And now I've been reading about 40, 50 books of all the Amma devotee stories. And I've other devotees have experienced this, where Amma has come to them before they actually met her physically. And that's just so cool. You know, there's stories of yogis living up in Himalayan caves who are worshiping Amma and in devotion with her and doing sadhana with Amma, but they've never actually met her. She just came to them spiritually. This is just remarkable stuff.
Well, it is. And I remember the first time you and I spoke before connecting with the first radio show, I was talking about a lot of things that I was teaching. And you said, that's just like Amma. So, again, it just shows the beauty that, she's working through all of us that are open to this. We might not deliver the message the way that she does, but at the end of the day, the final message is always the same.
Yeah, yeah, it's so universal and timeless, and it's such a beautiful thing. I encourage the listeners to go to amma.org, amma.org, and it's just a wonderful, rich resource, loads of teachings and practices, and all the charitable activities are described, and it's just a great way to begin a connection with her, you know, short of going to take her darshan. You know, right now she's touring southern India, and not everybody can jump over there and get in line with the other 50,000 people. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot. But the website is really awesome, and they have a shop with all the wonderful books and recordings. And all the money, of course, goes 100% to charity, because all of the – everything's run by volunteer devotees. You know, everybody's a volunteer. And so you have this high efficiency with charitable giving, which is another thing that I think is so wonderful. You know, there's so many great charities, but a lot of money gets used, you know, for overhead expenses and salaries and stuff like that. But with AMA, you know, I give $1,000 for an orphanage, it's $1,000 to an orphanage. It's like goes right there. You know, those children get all of that. And so it's that's something I really love about her charitable work. It's just amazing. I mean, she's building another 2,000-bed hospital in Mumbai. You know, it's like better hospital than the government can build. It's just very special. It really is. The government is asking her, how do you do this? You know, you got to teach us. And she, of course, she says, well the first thing you need to do is you need to act from your heart and not from your mind.
Yeah.
You've got to get into your heart center and stay there and make the mind the servant of the heart, and then you too will also, you know, build 2,000-bed charitable hospitals that serve the poor for free. But it's a process, you know, and thank God that she's here. I can imagine the world without her, I think, you know. And all the people, you know, all the good people that are listening, you know that all your love and your positive energy is doing a lot of good. It's nothing is ever wasted when it's positive. And Amma reminds us of this. Yeah, she says, don't be discouraged by your incapacity to dispel darkness from the world. Light your candle, light your little candle, and step forward bravely. That's a big Amma quote. She says that a lot at the in fact, she said that again in when I saw her last in Detroit just before Thanksgiving. The people were asking her about, you know, the political situation and all the turmoil, and she had a fabulous response. It was just, you know, so inspiring. Mm-hmm. And completely positive.
Yeah. Well, and again, she's with her sharing that beautiful message of love that those that listen, as she goes through her tour, and she's meeting thousands and thousands of people. What beauty is that when all these people are starting to realize that they are of the light and to light that candle, and together we can truly change the energy on this place because it's energetically connected. We can all raise it together.
Yeah. Oh, it's tremendously powerful. The ripple effect is just huge, you know, because you got to figure every devotee like me, but I'm a new devotee, but imagine the people that have been in there for 30 years and how many people that they've touched and reached, and the ripple effect, you know, and I tell this person and they tell that person, and it's just really beautiful. The power of it is, it's much more than we realize, you know, like when we do this gentle healing music, a lot of times people like me, we work alone a lot, and, you know, I live out in the woods, so I don't get that much direct feedback, you know, but once in a while I realize that, you know, I'm reaching a lot of people and I'm doing some good, so it's a worthwhile activity, and it gives me hope and confidence and validity, and, you know, gives me the understanding that it's good what we're doing, that it's important, and that I got to continue and not be discouraged. And that's very important.
I just heard Spirit say, "You're out in the bush for a reason, Paul."
That's very true. That's very true.
It's hard to keep you away from all that. You need to be with less people, they're saying, to do your work.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm blessed to have a very quiet space to meditate in. And when I do the music, it's very peaceful. And I look out these studio windows and I can see nature. And I live surrounded by nature and good energy, a lot of water. And it's a great blessing to have this environment to work in. It really is.
Yeah. And I feel that, again, that through your music, you know, yes, you're creating it, but I feel that they're saying with you creating it out where you are in that blissful state of energy is actually allowing the channel become stronger so that when it ventures out to, you know, where people are actually, you know, lots of people, it's a massive ripple effect for you because, again, you created it in this serenity of blissful power within you. So they're actually saying that to me to say to you, like, they're grateful that you are where you are because it makes your message that much more stronger, especially your voice frequencies. It says it shifts you to another level.
Ah, yeah. Well, it makes sense because anything you focus on increases. And so I put all of my attention and my heart and energy into these productions, so there's a lot of concentrated spiritual energy in there, and I think it makes its way through the bits and bytes across the Ethernet cables and the radio waves, and it gets out there to other people so they can feel it.
Absolutely. So when we return, we will be speaking with Paul once again about devotional songs for the Divine Mother. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Paul Avgerinos, is joining me, and we're talking about devotional songs to the Divine Mother. And Paul, there was a quote that I posted that you had made on my website, and I just want to go, I'm being pulled to talk a little bit deeper into that. You say that for you, 1 hour of devotional singing is equal to 10 hours of meditation. And I understand this, but I'm feeling for the listeners, it's something the message needs to, you know, just emphasize on what it is that you mean by that so they can understand.
Sure. Yes, this is a very important concept in this day and age, what the Hindus call the Kali Yuga. It's the age of greed and materialism and selfishness and all the stuff that you see in the world. And so in these times, devotional practices are the quickest and most powerful way to connect with the spirit and with the true heart of God, because the mind is challenged by so much noise in the ether, you know, so many thoughts and so many strong egos and opinions and likes and dislikes. It's a very noisy world, you know, not like in the ancient days, there were many less people and no technology, so the ether was quieter. But in this age, Amma says, and all the saints have said this, and I found it in my own life, that you, just singing songs of praise and worship, devotional songs, kirtan, bhajans, you know, whatever kind of devotional music you like Deva Primal or Krishna Das, or it could be Christian devotional songs or Muslim or whatever songs that you like. When you sing, it's this direct connection to the heart center. And so you're acknowledging the presence of the goddess and of God in your heart and in your very core and your very being, and you're in relationship with that. And so it's living and vital and visceral. You can feel it. You know, you might start crying because you're so happy and you feel so blissful. Whereas with meditation, you know, it's you can get there, but it's harder because it's more cerebral and you need a quiet place. You know, it's hard for a lot of people to find a quiet place. People live in cities or they have a noisy household. It's hard to find quiet where they can do meditation, but you can sing, you know, almost anywhere. You can sing in your car. You can sing when you're in your, at your desk. You can sing quietly if need be. So devotional singing is very powerful, and I've just found over the years that there's nothing like devotional singing to connect me directly with spirit. Whereas I can't always do it with the meditation. You know, sometimes I have too much on my mind and it's hard for me to really quiet down all those monkey mind thoughts, you know.
Shut off the monkeys. It's not that easy
yeah.
to do.
Okay, you ten monkeys, go sit over in the corner there. Just sit quietly. And they're like, no, we don't want to sit quietly.
Yeah, well, and then they invite their friends, the orangutans and the gorillas.
They invite their friends
right?
over, exactly, yeah. And their cousins and their uncles and their nephews and their nieces.
Yeah.
And, oh, God.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what I notice with a lot of people that I work with, that, you know, again, they can't shut the mind off long enough to actually meditate. And I always say singing, laughing, and dancing are three of the easiest ways to raise your vibrations. So,
yeah,
and it,
yeah.
again, it doesn't matter
and,
what.
Yeah. And for people that you don't feel comfortable singing, you know, just speaking a mantra or, you know, chanting a mantra or just speaking a beautiful mantra can be have just the same effect, because it helps to quiet that mind down and to build this peace and bliss in us. So, you know.
And one thing I've noticed when people really start to do these mantras, or they're going into that holy music and they're really singing, you're going to notice that your voice actually changes. So you might start to sing and think, oh, I don't sound too good. But by the end of the song, you sound like an angel, because you get right
into
it.
Exactly. I'm always amazed. I work with a lot of amateur singers, and I'm always amazed at how hard they are on themselves. You know, they say, oh, I can't sing, I don't have a nice voice. I says, no, actually, you have a beautiful voice, and you can sing just fine if you just stop, you know, criticizing yourself and not being down on yourself and just embrace the gift you have. And I think most people can sing, and if they allow themselves to, and that in itself is very liberating, you know, for a very healing for someone that hasn't been singing. If they, you know, get their voice activated and flowing as a free channel, open up that chakra, then
yes.
They'll feel a lot of emotional healing and release through that process.
Through the throat chakra, you know, when you're opening up that throat chakra and you're singing, it also opens up your clear audio, because the throat chakra is connected to your clear audio. So you'll start to hear yourself in a different way. And that's one thing I notice when I channel meditations, that, you know, I go listen to it after. So I'm like, it doesn't even sound like me. Because
yeah.
you go to a completely different frequency, right?
Yeah, exactly. you energies will come through you when you really let that channel open. All kinds of interesting sounds and vocalizations will come through, and it really opens us up. It's very, very good practice. It's just marvelous, and everybody can do it, you know. And it's I think it's easier, you know. Real quiet mind, stillness meditation. You know, Amma says most people can only achieve absorption, you know, what she calls absorption or perfect concentration, only for a few moments. And I've been meditating all my life, and I can still only achieve total concentration for only moments at a time. It's not, you know, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. Especially in our culture, you know, where we're so conditioned to, you know, express ourselves and use words and you know, and label everything, you know. It's like this is good and that's bad, and this is up and this is down, and on. So it's yes. And the devotional singing just short circuits all of that tedium and takes you right to the heart of the goddess. And I think that's a beautiful thing. We do a lot of singing at Amma retreats, and it's just amazing. Like when you've got like 2,000-3,000 people all chanting, singing these awesome mantras with Amma leading it, you know, and her chief swamis are on the stage, like they've been with her for 30, 40 years, these men and women, and they're all singing and leading this, and we're all singing with them. It's just, oh my gosh, it's just so amazing. And then when we go to meditate, you know, yeah, then when we go to meditate, the meditation is much better because we've purified a lot of that noise, you know. We've got it out of our system. Yeah.
Absolutely. And when you've got that many people, again, I know what it's like when I've done classes and there's like 50, 60 people chanting, never mind thousands. You know, like it's an overwhelming, beautiful, again, it allows you to shut the mind down because now you're all connecting as one. You're raising the vibration. Right?
It's so beautiful, too, especially because a lot of times there'll be people there, they don't even speak the same language. Like, they can't even talk to each other. Some of them only speak Hindi. Some of them only speak English. Some only speak French. Some only speak Spanish. Some are not so good at English or whatever. And yet we're all singing together. There's this amazing oneness, you know. It's just so powerful. You're just like, this is the coolest thing ever.
That's yeah. So cool. That is so cool. And I'm sure that, I don't know why they're saying this, that as you were actually creating this album, the Devotional Songs to the Divine Mother, that a lot of what you were channeling, it almost like, I'm feeling that you would get a song and then some, you'd start to sing it, and then all of a sudden more would start to add to it. Or you would get a sign that you need to bring it to this frequency, or you need to throw this little instrument in or something. Like, I'm feeling that it's almost like the Divine Mother was in there creating with you as you were doing these songs.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt at all. I'm 100% convinced of that because my vocals have never come out so well and so painlessly. You know, I could just feel her just saying, you know, yeah, that's a good boy. You're doing very well. That was very good. Now I think you should put some sarangi in there. I think your tabla is too loud. And then it just is like, my wife noticed that too. She said, you know, this, she's seen me make albums and how, you know, it can get pretty tedious sometimes if you're not aligned with the flow. And this one, though, I don't even remember making it, but it just happened, you know.
It was all predestined, my dear. Predestined.
Well, you know what's funny is when I look back at the months that during which I created this album, I don't know how it happened because I was so busy. I was doing so many other things, you know, at the same time, but yet the album just happened, like, you know, like it just took care of itself. But so it's pretty miraculous. When I look back at it, it seems kind of almost implausible. Like, I don't know how I did that because I was also doing like a ridiculous amount of other things at the same time. But so that's kind of interesting
that was
to me too. Sorry?
No, that was the Alma channel kicking in. That was the Alma channel kicking in, going, okay, Paul, I'm on again. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah. She says that a lot. She says that, you know, we think that we're so limited, you know, we can only stay awake for so long and we can only do so much of this and so much charity and so much love. But the truth is we're completely unlimited, infinite, powerful beings, and we've forgotten that to great measure through this repeated samsara, you know, incarnation, physical incarnations. We've forgotten who we really are, and she reminds us of that every day, but by her example, you know, she just does just like unfathomable how much stuff she does in one 24-hour period. So yeah, you know, you look at it and you're like, okay, that would take me like 3 months to do what she just did, you know, in like that 2-hour period, you know.
I see that as the power of the love that she shares with others, with the love they give back to her, that it actually allows her to create at such, you know, speed because of the amount of love she's channeling through with so many that are, you know, have devoted their lives to the Alma love.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And you know, the first thing she does when she comes to join us in a program is she bows down, she prostrates to us and to the world, and you know, and it's just so beautiful. You know, that's the first thing she does, and that's the last thing she does when she leaves us, is she bows to us, because you know, that's what she's trying to teach us, is that Alma is in all of us. It's the same beautiful power and love.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay, my friends, we will be back after this short commercial break with the last segment of Devotional Song to the Divine Mother. Stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Paul Avgarinos, who's a Grammy-winning artist, composer, producer, and engineer, is speaking with me today about the devotional songs to the Divine Mother. And we're at the point in the show where I have tapped into Spirit, and Paul, you're going to love what Spirit's saying today about what's coming up this week, about how we can take what we have spoken about today and really use it in our everyday lives, because Spirit is saying everyone needs to know, that's listening to the show, what is about to take place on a global level. The inauguration is a global event. And they're saying that the cosmos are saying that the choice has been made about what is going to take place. And they're saying we must embrace this, that we must fill it with love and know that whatever takes place, it will bring balance in, but you're not to let the fears in. If you start to let the self-imposed fears in and you allow that grumpy old bear to come in and say, leave me alone, don't want to talk to you, I don't like all this stuff, and then you go watch your TV or get some addictions going, spirits say you're going to stop your own growth, that this is an actual opportunity. It's the most, they're saying this is a historical event that's taking place in all of the universe's history, and that this is going to give us an opportunity to put closure to the old, to create the new. This is a birth, a rebirth of all of Gaia. And if we allow the boys, which I call the eagle, to come out and think, oh my gosh, I'm not living the life I want to live, or you're always saying I need to watch my back, or, you know, you're just, they're saying we need to stop this. So if you're doing this, understand we have huge, huge power as one, and that we have a beautiful team here with all the light workers on the planet, regardless if you know them or not, energetically you're connected to them, but we also have the cosmos and the love that comes from the universe to guide us through this, to relight the flame in this beautiful place that we call Gaia. And they're saying we need to embrace the unknown, knowing that together we will create financial richness within each and every one of us. Please remember that you're worthy of this financial wellness and this abundance within. But if you don't look at yourself as this abundant person who has the ability to help all of mankind with the love that you have within you, please take a second look at yourself and realize there is more going on and you're not alone. They want you to understand we are all in this together. So, Paul, is there anything you'd like to add to this message they just asked me to send to everybody?
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful and true and important message, dear Carrie. It really is exactly what's going on. And Amma spoke about this recently when we were on retreat together. And she said that when we see only the good in someone, that good is magnified and increases. And it's an act of compassion and love. And she said that, you know, even a murderer may loves their own children, you know, would love their own child and go and hug them. But even though they've done bad things, it doesn't mean that we have any hate or contempt or fear, that we have only compassion. So we see everyone only with compassion and see every situation mm-hmm. with compassion. And the other point that she makes is that it's the difficult, or people that we see as difficult, or situations that we see as difficult, that have the most potential for growth, because they encourage us to expand our compassion. You know, it's easy to be loving and kind to someone who's sweet and thoughtful and uplifting, but if someone says something or does something that bothers you, then that's what they're doing, is actually they're acting like a teacher. They're giving you an opportunity to grow, to expand your compassion and expand your love. And mm-hmm. yeah, it's I've been working on that a lot myself, because I had a lot of attachment to a different outcome. You know, I was I was a big Hillary supporter, and my wife and I, you know, both, it was really difficult for both of us to see what happened. Mm-hmm. But I've been practicing it and embracing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Embracing it, because I realized this is making me grow much more than the outcome that I was expecting or hoping for. And yes. So that's a very interesting process. And, you know, I think we said before how the polarity gets stretched, it gets expanded. So the differences get exaggerated as you move more into oneness. So it's kind of paradoxical. You know, you think everything just moves towards oneness, but in reality, the way it works with humans, with our species, is we actually expand the polarity. We increase the contrast so that we can see and embrace the oneness. This is the process. It's like a wave, you know, an expansion, contraction kind of a process. So it's,
yeah, it shows
it's really a powerful time.
And it's interesting that you mentioned that, you know, you shifted your expectations, because one of the things I've been saying to people for a long time is live life like a sunset. Because when you sit down to watch a sunset, you have no expectations. You're not assuming how God is going to create the sunset. And when the sunset is done, you don't say, oh, that was a shitty sunset, or, well, that's not the way I expected it to be. You know,
exactly.
It just happens.
Right.
You just say it was beautiful. So this is something that I've been working with a lot of my students, and they're saying living life like a sunset is becoming so much easier, that there's nothing wrong with throwing out beautiful vibrations of love of what you'd like to experience it, but don't put expectations or assume how you're going to feel it. And when you start to do this, this is when you're living life like a sunset.
Yeah. There's a wonderful quote, Alma says, we should serve others without any expectations whatsoever. When others throw thorns at us, we should be able to throw flowers back at them. And this is something she demonstrated when she was a young woman. People tried to kill her in her village. They used to throw things at her. She was reviled and persecuted, but she never retaliated. She just smiled and went on her way, and literally threw flowers back at them. So, boy, what an example that is. And of course, a lot of those people, a lot of those people that used to persecute her are now devotees of her. And when she passes by, they fall down on the ground. They prostrate themselves in front of her. The same people.
Those are the ones that used to throw love daggers at her. And it's like now they're throwing love bubbles, right?
They used to throw actual daggers at her. Some of them actually tried to kill her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So it's really a beautiful thing when your heart expands like that, and you don't let anything in the outer world, anything in the transitory world. You know, presidents and countries and empires and worlds come and go. You know, they don't last forever. Nothing lasts forever except for God's love, for the love, the goddess's love, the pure bliss and pure consciousness that we are, that's eternal. So, you know, the more you can live that, the more beautiful your life is and the more helpful you are to other people.
Yes.
So that's our path.
And with this week coming up, my friend, you need to remember, you need to remember your path this week. You know, don't allow yourself to get sucked into somebody else's drama or the way they think things should happen. Or, you know, again, it's just, it is going to be what it is. But if you can sit there yourself and feel that divine motherly love, you know, go on to, you have a YouTube channel, do you not, my friend?
Oh, sure, sure.
How do they find you on your YouTube channel?
Well, I think it's just my name. Paul Avgerinos, Avgerinos. I think it's Paul.Avgerinos. Let me see. I think so. Yeah, Paul Avgerinos channel. It'll pop up there if you put it in. Got about 20 videos on there that are very nice, and always working on adding more.
Yes, and this new album that you created to the devotional songs to the Divine Mother can be found on your website, roundskymusic.com, correct?
Right, right. And there's two videos from it there on the website and also on the YouTube channel. And I hope that you enjoy it if you haven't experienced it yet.
Yes, and you know what? I turn around and I embrace all of you to go find one of Paul's beautiful songs that he has, one of his meditations, and just sit there and listen to it and see how you feel by the end of that song. I guarantee you, you'll be at a different frequency, and it will allow you to feel that love for the rest of the day. You have very powerful music, Paul, and I'm so grateful and blessed that we've connected and you agreed to come back on the show again today.
Oh, my pleasure, Carrie. I'm very grateful. It's always a joy to be with you and to experience you channeling spirit, which you do so well. And so accurately, I must say. You always surprise me how spot on you are. Even though we're many miles away, it's like you're right here with me, like you've known me forever. It's a really, really beautiful experience.
Oh, we we have. You know, we've been in many, many lifetimes together.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll never forget that first conversation we had, and we didn't even discuss business. We just talked about everything.
Yeah.
You know, so... My friends, Paul is a beautiful, beautiful soul. If you have a wonderful experience with one of his meditations, you know, send him an email or send one to me. Go to carrieturcotte.com and say, you know what, Carrie, I listened to the show and I listened to this song of Paul's, and boy, this is what it did to me. And I'll flip it to him. You know, this is about us sharing
great.
The love, knowing that we're all helping one another. We're all in this together. And this is a really powerful week, my friends. We must feel the motherly love within, so that the masculine doesn't come out and try to pounce on us this week.
That's right. Hold tight, hold fast to the goddess, to the Holy Mother of the universe, and she'll never let you down, ever.
Beautiful. So thank you again, my friends, for joining into Vibe Nation Radio, and thank you, Paul, for joining me again. And I look forward to bringing you on a show in the near future once again. Take care, my friends, and thank you, and have a wonderful week.